You guys have now realized, being with your time with Intero or your time in that empire, that the mind is what drives the skills and the skills are what drive the actions. Yes?
Yes.
So we got to first work on this. Point number one. There are habitual issues that hinder our progress in business and in life. There are habitual issues. There's habitual issues, guys, that hinder our progress in business and in life. And I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about the words. Think about the words habitual. What does the word habitual mean? It means it's a habit. It means it happens over and over and over again. It means you don't even think about it and it happens. Think about the word hinder. What does the word hinder mean? The word hinder means it's stopping you. It's slowing you down. It's keeping you from. Think about the word progress. What does progress mean? Progress means getting better, moving forward, doing more of. People, let me tell you right now, there are habitual issues that are hindering your progress in business and in life. And going into the fourth quarter, you're going to have to make a decision once and for all. I'm that kind of guy. I'm a once and for all kind of guy. It's either you decide today and do something about it, or guess what? For the rest of your life, this will persist. And that's a choice that you as a human can make, guys. And I'm going to address the issues one by one. And your job is going to be to identify if that's an issue in your life or not. Guys, the reason why they continue to hinder us is because we never stop to address them. We buy into this thought that that's us. That's just me. That's just the way I live my life. There's nothing different. No, there is something different. You just got to stop and address it. This weekend, we were at Intero Day. Who enjoyed Intero Day? It was awesome. We were at Intero Day. We had a great time. And we were there in Laguna Beach. And I'm just this kind of cat. I'm the kind of guy that when I see something better than what I currently have, I go, you know what? I want that. That's just the kind of guy I am. So I started asking my friend Adrian questions. I go, hey, how much is that house right there? And how much is that house right there? And the, you know. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Within the next 36 months, I'm going to live and I'm going to open my sliding glass doors and I'm just going to do it. I'm going to live overlooking the ocean. That's a commitment I'm going to make. And how many people think like this? Yeah, like, oh yeah, someday. So then here's what I did. Step number one, I'm telling you, step number one, I called the lender. I didn't waste any time. I called the lender. I said, hey, $10 million sales price, $5 million down, what's my monthly payment? Monthly payment is $60,000 a month. I don't want to pay $60,000 a month. So I immediately came up with a budget, $6 million. $6 million, I'm going to put together $2 million down. $4 million a month or $4 million loan, it's about $25,000 to $30,000 a month. I can handle that. Now watch this. To be honest with you, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, guys. I don't have the $2 million and I'm not comfortable with paying 30 G's a month in a monthly payment. But that's the how. That's what stops all humanity. I'm not going to sit there and say I'm going to live on that hill and overlook the ocean and then go take step number one and go, oh, never mind. That's what everybody does. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to adjust the strategy, adjust the game, and now have a new goal. I got to raise $2 million. And I got to get myself at a point where I'm comfortable with $25,000 to $30,000 a month for a house payment. I don't let habitual issues hinder my progress, my business, or my life. That's not the game I play. That's not the game you should be playing either. Because you have the God-given ability to do something about it, no matter how long it takes, yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Since we don't address them, since we don't address them, write this down, since we don't address our issues, our results continue to stay stagnant. Since we don't address them, we don't address our issues, our results continue to stay stagnant. In other words, our results are stagnant for a reason. They're stagnant because we have habitual issues that hinder our progress in business and in life. They continue to hinder us because we never stop to address them. And since we don't stop to address them, guess what happens? It's just this vicious cycle over and over. People, I'm going to tell you guys something right now. I've seen people sit at my desk. I'll tell you flat out. I've seen people sit at my desk 5 years ago that today are at the same place that they were 5 years ago when they sat at my desk. They work in our company. It's sad to say. But that's their choice. That wasn't our fault. They're not here right now. They're never here right now. Never, ever, 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 ever here right now. It's habitual issues. And you see, you got to look at life like that. You honest to God, right? Right, money? You got, honest to God. You know. He's like, I know. We could sit up here till we're blue in the face. We could teach you every technique. We could teach you every tip. We could give you every skill. You know what? I love you so much. I'll grab you by the hand and take you door knocking. I'll go right now. I'll go. I don't mind. But at some point in time, you got to address the issues. Do you know what I'm saying, guys? At some point in time, you got to take a cold, hard look at the issues. And only then will you be able to break through. Write this down. If I'm serious about 2019, very confrontational, this talk, by the way. If I'm serious about 2019, I cannot leave the quarter without addressing the following issues. You can't, because you already know what's going to happen if you don't. You can't. Number one, write down confidence. Confidence. Heck, just being around us should make you more confident.
Yes.
Just being around us should make you more confident. And if it's not making you more confident, that's your bad. It's your bad because you're not allowing it to make you more confident. What is it that strips you of your confidence? What is it? Whatever it is, we need to handle that. Talk to your lead coach, Empire. Talk to your coach. Just open up. Hey, you know what? Half the time we're not confident because we're not vulnerable. We don't ask for help. Hey, coach, I'll be honest. I'm not that confident. Okay, cool. What makes you not confident? Well, okay, now we're going to talk. Now we're going to talk and now we can fix it. But until you address it, we won't know how to help you. And I'm telling you, people, I've seen it for five years. Stuck. Because no one's willing to listen or be coached. By the way, you know how to be coachable? Ask the question and then shut up and stop talking. Because that's another problem. People be asking the question and then I go, oh, well, he was, yeah, pero tú sabes, you know. And they start to like try to coach me on how to coach them. It just doesn't work that way. Number two, write down accountability. Accountability. Sometimes you need a little accountability. I'm strongest when I have accountability. I don't need it as much as I used to when I first started, but I'm strongest when I have accountability, right? I've begged you guys to join a mastermind group. That goes like this, yip, yip. That's the one thing I beg you guys to do, that the most powerful people, the ones that are growing, are all in a mastermind group, all of them. What stops you from being in a mastermind group? Vulnerability, confidence, and pressure. Write that down. Vulnerability, confidence, and pressure. And don't give me this, pero I don't know how to start one. You drive me crazy when you do that. Just reach out to a couple of people who are like-minded and say, let's start talking. Let's start talking every day. I need your help. Number three, marketing. Marketing. You're living in a world today where social media marketing is kind of no longer an option. I had a realtor this weekend message me on Instagram. He goes, hey man, how the hell do you do all of the content that you do, drive the businesses that you drive, and still spend time with your family? How do you do that? I go, to be honest with you, the content part is easy for me. It just comes out of me. It's kind of natural for me. He goes, man, I have a hard time with it. I go, you shouldn't, you're in real estate. Post all of your listings, post all of the families that you help, and do a tip every once in a while. That's it. We've even given you guys the social media tools to be able to do it. What stops you from getting it? Confidence. Number four, brand. Your brand, people, I want you to seriously start to consider your brand. And underneath brand, write down the word wardrobe and look. Wardrobe and look. Your brand is everything. Write down the word grooming. Grooming. It's everything. It legitimately is everything. It was so interesting. Today, I put on two white shirts, and both of them fit me like a vestido. Yeah, like a tent, right? And they're like brand new. I don't know what they were, but I literally just took them off and I threw them away. Why? Because I wasted time on that. I don't want to waste time on that. Oh my God, Danny, but they're two shirts. Who cares? The time is more valuable to me than the shirts. I don't got time for that. I don't got time to think. I don't got time for anything. That's my brand. I need to be quick and efficient so that when I'm in front of somebody, I can perform at my highest level possible. Everybody, write down the words declutter. Get rid of anything in your life, in your closet, in your anything that you know you're not going to wear or that doesn't meet up to the standards of a professional. Fix your brand. Make it look sharp. Everything that you post, we've given you guys the tool. Empire, it's coming for you guys. Intero, we've given you guys the tool. Just start using it because it's going to help make an impact in 2019. You can't go into 2019 without taking care of your brand, your marketing, and your wardrobe. I don't care what you have to do. People, listen to me. This is how committed I am. I was doing these videos, and I started noticing. You see that tooth? See how it's all the way back? I was doing the videos and the tooth was all the way back and sticking up. See this tooth? This tooth used to be all the way down. So what did I do? I go, hell no, that ain't my brand. So what did I do? I went in and got Invisalign right away. How much was it? Who gives a crap how much it was? Mm-hmm. That's my brand. That's my teeth. I need to have perfect freaking teeth. I can't be on videos having jacked up teeth. This is an example of how much you have to care for your brand. My hair and my beard. I go up to the barber. I say, barber, how much for unlimited haircuts and beard trims? He said like $250 a month. Okay, done, charge me. I don't want to think about that. I don't want a day to go by with nasty looking hair, beard, and all that stuff. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Just start walking in, walking into your manicurist or wherever you go and start taking care of yourself. Make that part of what you do in 2019. $250? Aren't we here to get rich? Then it's not an issue. It's not an issue. Fellas, I know a lot of you see me with jeans now, right? And I'm just going to be honest with you guys. My jeans are a lot different than your jeans. Like, if you're not spending $200 on your jeans, don't get mad at me, by the way. I'm just telling you the honest to God truth. Don't wear jeans to the office. Like, these are almost like suit pants, these jeans. That's the quality of them. Don't go, oh, because Danny wears jeans, I could wear jeans, and then you put on your $29 pair of Wranglers. It just doesn't look the same. It just doesn't look the same. Take care of your wardrobe, people. Seriously. Take care of your look. Next, write down tracking my numbers. Tracking my numbers. For the love of God, track your damn numbers. You can't go into 2019 not tracking your numbers. I mean, you can, just be prepared. You're just going to get the same of what you always get. I want you to really think about that. Next, write down your plan. Yes. In regards to tracking your numbers.
Can you share with all of them? And I still see people that take the sheet of paper, they circle it, how many contacts they have. Like, I still see people that do that.
Right.
And the challenge with that is that they're not able to calculate and get the results fast enough to know where to make the adjustments.
Okay, so let me help you with...
Has that.
Okay, let me help you with this, please. Anthony said this. This is important. Let's talk about this. Who wants to have a better life and make more money and do it working less time? Okay, this is possible. I want you to just close your eyes real fast. Close your eyes real fast. Close your eyes real fast. Picture the amount of money you made this year. Multiply it by 4 and envision having Friday and Saturday and Sunday off. Open your eyes. That's what's possible. But not if you're flying off the seat of your pants. It is impossible. Impossible. So here's what you do. On a daily basis, you have to track what you do. Very basic. How many people did I speak to? How many leads did I generate? Work. You don't even have to write this down. You don't have to write this.
Work, don't work. It's
did I work? Did I not work? Did I show up? Did I not show up? Right? How many appointments did I go on? How many sales did I make or listings did I take? And how much income did I earn? You don't have to write this down. It's all in Solvus, people. We invested $650,000 to making this software for you guys. Empire, it's coming. I honestly think I think it's already ready. And then you track it. And this is why you track it. Because at the end of the quarter, please listen. At the end of the quarter, you look and you go, oh, wow, I'm off. It's taking me 250 people to speak to set an appointment. And then I have to go on 5 appointments just to make one sale. Oh my God, at this rate, it's going to take me. And then we could know what the problem is and we can make adjustments based on the numbers. It's a chapter in the book. Okay? Without the numbers, we do not know what is happening in your business. We cannot help you make adjustments. I cannot tell you how many people, we literally just went like this. And they exploded because of one little thing. One little thing. If I see that you're speaking to a lot of people but not setting appointments, there's something wrong with what you're saying. If I see that you're going on a lot of appointments but not signing up a lot of contracts, you're not closing hard enough. If I see that you're closing a lot of contracts but not earning enough, you're dropping your commissions. All of these little minor adjustments, I'll be honest with you guys, you got 6 figures in your business right now. We just don't know where to find it because we don't know your numbers. You have 6 figures in your business right now. We just don't know where to find it because we're not tracking your numbers. Does this make sense, guys?
Yes.
That's why this is so important. It's a non-negotiable going into 2019. Non-negotiable. Next, write down your database. Ay, Dios mío. Your database. How long have we been saying, I suck at database? How long? How long have we been saying, I just don't have a time? You have no idea, guys. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to challenge everybody here. There's just different levels of vibration and there's different levels of calibration of the thoughts going on in your mind. It's interesting. I challenge all of my members of Leverage to host a past client event. You're going to love this, Money. Out of the 45 members of Leverage, 80% of them have already had a past client event. 80%. The first time I said it. 100% of them got business from their past client event. 100% of them. For some of us, I've been telling you for 4 years to do this, you still haven't done it. You still haven't done it. Why? Lack of confidence. Lack of vision. The members of Leverage, they pay me $1,700 a month for this stuff. They ain't gonna waste my advice. They take my advice and they run with it. They take my advice and they run with it. Please listen to me. Please listen to me. How many of you love, absolutely love starting January 1st with no business? Raise your hands. You love it, huh? You love it? No? You don't love it? The only way to solve that is through a database. That's the only way. And we've provided you now, Empire, I think it's coming in. I think it's already ready, literally. We've provided you now with a system that you just click closed and it markets for you. That you just click listed and it sends it out for you. You didn't even have to do it. We eliminated the excuse. You have to deal with this. You have to fix it. If not, 2019 is going to look the same. I'm telling you from real life experience, you can earn 4 times what you earned this year. 4 times, but not if you allow the habitual issues that have been hindering your business to persist. Next, write down showing up. Showing up. They got to love this young lady right here. Because it took her forever to join. But now that she joined, I've never, ever not seen her here when I lead the role plays. Never, ever. Never, not one time. You got to deal with that issue. You got to deal with this issue. For some of us, showing up is an issue. Next to showing up, write down, what is it? What is it? I had an awesome, life-changing conversation with Laura the other day. It was like 2 weeks ago. By the way, Laura's a part of Leverage, right? Intero members, I don't know if you know this, but you can join and you get like 50% off. It's a really cool deal. Laura's a part of Leverage. This was like 60 days ago. She was just in a funk. Remember that? She was in a little bit of a funk, and nothing seemed like it was clicking. Nothing seemed like it was right. She was even working, but like the results weren't happening, right? What has happened since that conversation?
I don't know. There was like a switch.
It's like a switch?
Uh-huh. And I started practicing on affirmations, stronger affirmations.
Right.
Getting more business now.
Way more business.
Yeah.
It's like, because I see her mastermind group, it's like every week there's a contract being signed or something happening. How does that happen, people? Please listen. How do you go from working and not getting results to working and getting 2 times the results that you've ever worked before? I mean, it first starts with showing up, but showing up the right way, like all in with all your heart and soul. All your heart and soul. And if you're not showing up the right way, you know what stops you from showing up. You know what it is. It's your sick uncle that needs a ride to the doctor. Hispanics, you know what I'm talking about. That if you had a job, it wouldn't even be an option for you. It's the thought that you've made it because you closed 3 checks. That if you wake up and look at the real world, you ain't even scratching the surface. It's the depression you feel when one thing goes bad. That when you really look at it, it's not that big of a deal. It's only what you make it. It's little things in your head that keep you from showing up. And here's the deal. They're always going to keep you from showing up until you start to master them and address them. Next one, write down diet. Diet. And underneath it, write down physical fitness. And I can tell you just firsthand, this is an important piece of the puzzle, people. It's an extremely important piece of the puzzle. You are a being, you're a human being, and the more confident you feel, the more confidence you radiate, the more that you attract. Listen, why is all this important? All this is important because this script, this is a powerful script. Not everybody could pull this off. I'm telling you right now, if there's ever a script I've written that will cause some of you to literally like back away from it, some of you are gonna not show up for role play for the next 15 days or so because this script is so confrontational. This script, a leader says this script. A powerful human being says this script. Someone with confidence says this script. Someone that's accountable says this script. Someone with a great brand says this script. Someone with a great wardrobe says this script. Someone that tracks their numbers says their script. Someone who has a detailed plan says their script. Someone who has a powerful database says this script. Someone a part of a mastermind says this script. Someone that shows up every single day says this script. Someone whose diet is on point says this script. Someone who's in shape says this script. Nobody else can say this script. Nobody else can say this script. Mr. Seller, what do you do for a living? In your field of work, would you agree that there are 3 types of lawyers? Bad lawyers, good lawyers, and the best lawyers. Tell me, Mr. Seller, which one are you? You gotta have a pair to say this script. A big freaking pair. This ain't for everybody. I'm telling you this right now. But guess what? Tough objections demand a tough script. And the only one that could use a tough script is a tough human being. And as do the best, do you typically find yourself bringing more value or less value than the bad lawyers do to their clients? See, Mr. Seller, in my industry, We've got three types of agents. We've got the best agents, the mediocre agents, and we've got the bad agents. Can I tell you right now, if you're a bad or mediocre agent, you will not be able to use the script. And let me clarify this right now. Can I tell you how fast you can become one of the best agents? You can become it right now. It's a decision you make. I was the best freaking agent in my company the day I got my license. That's a decision you make. The decision is surrounded by confidence, accountability, marketing, your brand, your wardrobe, tracking your numbers, your plan, your database, being in a mastermind, showing up every day, your physical fitness level, your spirituality. It's all encompassing. That's what allows you to say, I'm the best. That's what gives you the freedom to say, I'm the best. Out of curiosity, which of the three agents do you feel would most likely work for the cheapest rate available? I want to say a bad word right now. That's how strong that line is. Like, can you imagine looking someone in the eye? Hey, Robert, out of curiosity, which of the three agents do you feel would most likely work, would most likely lower themselves, would most likely go all the way down to the gutter to lower themselves and work for the cheapest rate available? The best, the mediocre, or the worst? Robert?
The worst.
The worst. What's the magic question? One word? Why? Everybody say why.
Why?
Why Robert?
They're the worst.
Say it, because they're the worst. They can't get business. They're depressed. They need it. They're desperate. You know what you just did? You just handled the damn purple bricks objection forever, right there. He handled it for you. He handled it for you. Don't you ever punk out of the purple bricks objection. This is the easiest objection to handle. Easiest. It's like when someone brings up the purple bricks objection or they're willing to do it cheaper, the minute they say that, you won. You won. If you do it exactly the way I'm teaching you to here. Okay? Do you understand the power in this script, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you understand the human you have to become to use it, yes or no?
Yes.
I want you to circle right now, out of all of the things that need to be worked on, I want you to circle the top three that you must address this quarter. I know I've got to build my sales funnel this quarter in order to really kick Empire into gear next year. Done, they're being addressed. I will spare no expense. I know I gotta hire two powerful salespeople this quarter in order to be able to make sure that we are able to take the influx of all of the leads that are gonna come in from the funnels. Done. It's handled this quarter. I know I gotta get the lineup solid for Relentless. Solid. In order to make sure that we sell out that room. Done. It's handled this quarter. I ain't gonna go into 2019 with any questions in my business. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Don't go into 2019 with any questions about your business. Any questions at all, guys. Any questions at all. This quarter is the toughest quarter of the year. It's time for you to show up. It's time for you to work hard every single day. It's time for you to practice every single day. It's time for you to believe when everybody else believes. It's time for you to work when nobody else works, because 2019 is hinging on this quarter. If you listen to this message and you do what it says in mid to late January and early February, you'll have so much freaking business that your head will explode. I've seen it happen year after year after year after year. The decision is yours to make now. Sound fair?
Yep.
Let's have a powerful, powerful, powerful day.